आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं, नमामि चिन्मयं देवं, सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं, शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं, केशवं वानरायणम्। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
मङ्गलाचरण।
सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं, गोविन्दं परमानन्दं, सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we have already seen the lakshan, the qualification of a shishya, a disciple, a seeker, and we have also seen the qualities, qualification of a sadguru also, teacher also. Shankaracharya has given the qualities also. Now the seeker has approached guru. We call it guru prasati, you are go to the guru. And when he reaches there, tam aradhyam gurum bhaktya prabha prasya sevana, then he has to surrender with humility and serve. Why service is essential? For the tuning of mind, so that the guru understands the shishya and shishya understands the nature of the guru. Then the knowledge will flow. Prasannam tamanu prapya prichet gyatavyam atmanah. Then after serving him, when he is pleased, then you ask him question about what? About Atman. Then how do you address? Swamin namaste nat lok bandho. He Swamin, he Lord, namaste. Nat lok bandho, you are the friend of all those who surrender. Come to you, natalokabandhu. Karunya Sindho Patitam Babdau, Karunya Sindho, you are ocean of compassion. And how am I? Patitam Bhavabdau. I am fallen in the sansar sagar. So what he is expecting? Mam Uddharat. Please save me. Atmiya. I am just like your blood relative. You see, in our Guru Sishya Parampara, Guru is father. He will look after everything of the seeker. And Gurudev used to bring money and feed brahmacharis. Atmiya, katach drishtya. You just see, just give me a glance. Katach drishtya. Rijvan ati karunya sudhavivrishtya. And just a direct glance. That is sufficient. Nothing more is needed. Now his sis is telling the urgency of the situation. What is his situation? He says, Durbar sansar davagni taptam. Durbar, I am not able to cross. This is davagni, sorrow. Every day I am getting sansar agni taptam. Dodhuyamanam dur drishtabatei. And it is shaking me. It is inside I am shivering. This is the feeling inside. And how is the du drishtabatei? Two means a bad karma I have done. Adrishta phal is coming. Dukh is coming. So that is giving me a lot of suffering. Bhitam prapannam paripahi matva. Bhitam, I am frightened. Prapannam, I am surrendering. Paripahi, save me. From where? Mrityu, from death. This world is of the change. It continuously is coming, manifesting, stays for some time, and then there is a death. So you save me from this cycle of change, birth and death. Saranyam anyad aham na jane. And I don't know other saran. I don't know any other place where should I go and I will get the knowledge. There is no other saran. There is no other place where I can go. And then he approaches, and the Guru is Santa Mahanta, he is the Sant, peaceful mind. Why peaceful mind? Because there is no agitation. Why there is no agitation? Because he is not rajasic, he is sattvic. Why there is not rajasic? With no desires. There is, he is Sant, peaceful, Mahanta, Nivasanti Santa. There are Santa. Who is Santa? Who abides in Sat is Santa. One who abides in Sat is Santa. Basantval lokitam charanta, like the Basant Ritu, helps everybody in the nature without any partiality. Similarly, the Sant also helps anybody who comes. Anybody. Tinam swayam bhima bhavarnava jana. He has himself crossed this Arna, Bhim, the great Arna, ocean. He has crossed, he has gone on the other shore. Now what he is doing? Ahetu naam anyanapi tarayanta. Ahetu, without expecting any, without any cause. He is helping others also. Come, you also come this side. There is no sorrow there. You can cross over all this dukkha. He shows the way. Come this way. And your all sorrows will end. Ayam svabhava svata yat para parasrama apnod prabhanam mahatmana. That is his nature. Parasram, the sorrow of others, apnada, he removes. How sudhansa resu swayam arka karkasa, like the earth, the sun heats up the earth, and sudhansu, the moon in the night, cools it down. Similarly, the guru is like moon. He will cool down. Whatever the sorrows by which you are tapta, heated, he will cool down with the knowledge. Verse 39.
Brahmanandarasanubhutikalitaihi.
Brahmanandarasanubhutikalitaihi.
Pute shushitai rutaihi, युष्मद्वाक्कलशोज्जितैः श्रुतिसुखैः वाक्यामृतैः सेचय संतप्तं भवतापदावदहन ज्वालाभिरेनं प्रभो धन्यास्ते भवदीक्षणक्षणगते पात्रीकृता स्वीकृता ब्रह्मानन्दरसानुभूतिकलितैः पूतैषुषीतैरुतैः युष्मद्वाक्कलशोज्जितैः श्रुतिसुखैः वाक्यामृतैः सेचय संतप्तं भवतापदावदहन ज्वालाभिरेनं प्रभो धन्यास्ते भवदीक्षणक्षणगते पात्रीकृता स्वीकृता.
वेरी पोएटिक. शंकराचार्य जी ने दिस वर्स सेज ओनली लिटिल वन सेंटेंस बट हिज पोएटिक एक्सप्रेशन is beautiful. I will read what Gurudev has said about this verse and then we will come word by word meaning of the verse. Sanskrit metaphors cannot be contained in the embrace of English vocabulary, and however much we try to translate them, they read as a confused jumble of words. In this instance, Shankara, the philosopher, has taken up his pen to write in the style of a kavya, a chiseled poem of exquisite beauty, depth and serenity, both in diction and cadence. When we carefully open up the various metaphors and discard the literary embellishments, all it says is, "Have pity on me, Master, and teach me the method of transcending the world and its sorrows." The meaning is only this much. Have pity on me, save me, and tell me how I can transcend this world and the sorrows. Now carefully, you come to the second line. The last word is sechaya. Sechaya means drench me, bathe me. It is not like that the Pandit gives you the Shanti mantra at the end of the puja, sprinkle some water. No. I am not satisfied with that sprinkling of little bit of water. Drench me. Like we do na, abhishek karo. Like we do the abhishek of our deities. Similarly, abhishek karo. With what? Vakyamritai, with amrit. But where will I get amrit? Amrit came out when that ocean of milky ocean was churned. Amrit came, then Asura and Devta, they fought. Ultimately it came to Mohini. I don't know where it is, whether it is that the Kalas is with the Devta or Asura. No, he says Vakyamritai. With your words of wisdom, which is nectarial, that is amrit. That word of wisdom will remove all my sorrows, will make me immortal. With that, why so? Vakyamritai, this is the Vakyamritai, and all other are the adjectives of this Vakyamritai. Whatever is stated in the whole of this verse is the adjective to this Vakyamrita. Why? Shruti sukhai, shruti ears. Sukhai, it is pleasing to my ears. You see, the ears also have got their likes and dislikes. They want to hear good things. Nobody wants bad words. If somebody says bad words, they will not like it. Shruti Sukhai. Very good. Then after that, Yusmad Vak Kalas Ujjitai. Yusmad. Yusmad from your mouth. Vak Kalas. This mouth is compared to Vak Kalas. You know the Kalas? This is Kalas. And from this Kalas, what should your Vak should come out? The words of wisdom should pour out. Vak Kalas. With the Kalas we do the Abhishekam. Similarly, from your Vak Kalas, the words should come out. Vak Kalas. Very good. You see, why this is like this? You see, in the summer month, when it is very hot, the cold water bath is very refreshing. Similarly, this seeker is santapta with the taap, sorrows of the world. So he wants something cool for the repressing. Vak Kalasai. Ujjate. Why it is Kalasa? In that time, when anybody wants to take a bath, he will have to go to the well, draw the water. There is a bucket. Then he takes a mug and... Now that system, latest system, it is not there. In our bathroom, there is no tap, no bucket, no mug. You have got straight shower. Kalas. Ujjate. Then come to the first line. Brahmananda rasa anubhuti kalitai. Brahmananda rasa anubhuti kalitai putai susitai yutai. What is this? Susitai yutai. It's very cool. Saints are compared to the moon. Moon rays are very cool. So whatever they say, it is very cooling. Putai, it is purifying. Why it is purifying? Because whatever they will speak about the Lord only, Satchidananda only. And whatever we think is about world only. So at least that much of time you are not thinking about the world. You are thinking about the Lord. Putai, your impressions are, mind is purified. Putai. Brahmananda rasa anubhuta kalitai. Kalitai, your words are how? Kalitai. Kalitai means soaked. Like Rasagulla is soaked in the syrup. So all the words are kalitai, soaked. In what? Brahmananda rasa. The syrup is Brahmananda. And that Brahman is not the theoretical. Anubhuti. He has experienced that. See? How beautiful it is. Brahmananda rasa anubhuti kalitai. So he is talking from his experience and words. And the words are honeyed with the bliss. Brahmananda rasa anubhuti kalitai putai susai yutai. And the third line, santapta bhavataap davadahan jvalabhi enam prabho. Oh Lord, santapta taap. I am burning from that sorrow of the world, from the sea of change. How is that? Dava dahan, it is like a forest fire. Jwala. Jwala, it is the flames are as if licking me. We have got a Jwalamukhi Mandir in North India. You can go to Siddhabadi, and from Siddhabadi there is very close by that temple. And it's continuously that jwala is burning, and whatever you offer, that flame will come and lick it and go away. It's like that. You offer, the flame will come, lick it and go away. Similarly, jwala. So this flame is licking me, burning me. And fire, as you all know, is the mouth of Lord. And whenever, whatever we want in the havan, what we give. We offer all our oblations in the fire. fire is the mouth, and it is immediately delivered to the respective god. Whatever you offer here, it is given. So sansar is roasting me, you drench me with vakya amritai, amrit vakya, nectarial words, you drench me. And the last line, dhanyaste bhavadi chana chana gate, they are dhanya, dhanyaste, they are blessed. Those who get ichchan, bhavadichchan, your ichchan, those who come to Sadguru and the Sadguru just see them. Only this much, dhanya asti, they are dhanya. How long? Chanagate, for a moment. It's not that the Sadguru will continuously go on seeing you. It's not like that. Chanagate, one moment, that's all. Chanagate. Patri krita, and who have been made deserving candidate for self-knowledge just by seeing patri krita and swikrita, he has been accepted as a student. Swikrita. So by a glance, he is patri krita. He becomes a deserving student for the knowledge of the self. And swikrita, just by knowledge, you come to know, you have been accepted. देखो आंखों ही आंखों से बहुत बात हो जाती है. Suppose your friend is coming on the other side, you don't like him, you turn, you don't want to see. So here the student has understood that I have been accepted as a student and I am deserving also. So the main meaning of this whole verse is, have pity on me, hey Prabhu, teach me the method of transcending the world and its sorrow. That's all. This much is said beautifully.
Katham tareyam bhavasindhumetam, katham tareyam bhavasindhumetam, kava gatirme katamostu payah, kava gatirme katamostu payah, jane nakinchit kripayava mam prabho, jane nakinchit kripayava mam prabho, sansara dukha kshati matanushva, sansara dukha kshati matanushva, katham tareyam bhavasindhumetam, kava gatirme katamostu payah, jane nakinchit kripayava mam prabho, sansara dukha kshati matanushva.
Prabho, the last word in the third line, Prabho, O Lord, katham tareyam bhavasindhu etam, this bhavasindhu which I am seeing, katham tareyam, how can I cross? Tell me, katham tareyam bhavasindhu etam. Bhava, we have already seen, comes from the Bhudhatu, and the whole life we are always becoming. Bhu means to become graduate, to become master degree holder, to become professional, to become husband or to become wife, then to become father or mother, to become father-in-law or mother-in-law, that is the step in between, before you become grandfather, great-grandfather, becoming, and then you can apply where I want to, multi-millionaire, this, becoming. But what is the last point? Yat budva na punarbhava. I want to become once for all, last bar. Ek bar banega aur nahi banega. Tell me that. What is the last step? Brahman. Yes. After becoming Brahman, no more bhutva, no more becomings. Last time I want to become. Dekho, this becoming can be ended in two ways only. One is you become zero or you become infinite. Become zero means this is the bhakti mark. I am nothing. I am zero. I have got no ego. Bhagwan, you are everything. This is one mark. Or you become infinite in the Gyan mark. I am Brahman. I become infinite. In this two way you can cross it. Either you become zero, nothing, or expand yourself, become Brahman. Everything, nothing and everything. But we are in between nothing and everything. We are in between. We always want to become something, na? Truly speaking, we don't want to become zero also. We don't want to become infinite also. We don't want to leave our ego. And without blasting ego, you can never reach. Suppose there is a balloon in the space. Space inside the balloon and the outside space is one and the same. So long the balloon thinks I am limited in this balloon, the ego is still there. Blast the ego, the balloon space becomes total space. But we don't want to do it. We experience this in our deep sleep. There is no ego at that time, no dukkha in deep sleep. We all experience sukh in deep sleep. Moment we wake up, ego comes. Then all the desires and all the things. We still again become limited. The seeker wants to know how to become nothing or everything. How to become zero or how to become infinite. Everything he wants to know. Kavagati me, what is the goal? What is the destination? What is my fate? Kavagati me, you see, what is our destination goal? We all have got goals. Koi bolta hai, humko ye banna hai, wo banna hai, this is, I have to attain this, this is my goal. And all of us, we have got the materialistic goal. Ek makan, paanch makan, this much money, this much of investment in shares and those. We don't have 401 there in India. We believe in our, chalo shares hai, or money in the bank. You get good returns there in India. Sometimes they give you 8 to 10%, you know. I was surprised. Yahan kuch nahi dete, whole life khato. How you will in the old age? I pity the old people, they still have to work. But there at least, no doubt, 10% you are getting bank interest. Inflation is more than that. You are eating your own capital. But at least mental satisfaction is there that I am getting something. Other people enjoy there. Kavavekati, what is my fate? Katamasti paya, what is the means? I am confused. Other day in our Hindi Gita class, we were discussing about Shruti Vipratipanna. Do you remember the word? Shruti Vipratipanna. The seeker has gone through all the philosophies. Kabhi-kabhi bahut bhatkan hoti hai. You go to the different schools, all of them are good. But they cannot take you to the ultimate except the Vedanta. Vedanta accepts all philosophies and tells you the limitation of each and every philosophy that you will take up to this. This philosophy will take you to this. This philosophy will take you to this. But straightway if in your life the Vedanta comes, you are very lucky. Otherwise, my guru used to say, नहीं तो बहुत पापड़ बेलने पड़ते हैं, सारा life इधर से उधर घूमते रहो. शून्यवादीन बौद्ध धर्म, they will say, reach the शून्य. void. That tattva is void, atman is void, sunya. But Vedanta says, who knows sunya? There must be somebody other than the sunya who knows that sunya. So you have not reached the ultimate. Bodha Dharam Chanikvadin, he says, it is thoughts. Watch your mind. Your mind, the thoughts are coming and going. Every moment it is changing. Chanik. Momentarily, every moment it is changing. Chanika. Mimamsa says, Jada and Chetan is one. Sankhya says, Atman and Prakriti, Purusha and Prakriti, they are two different. Then some will say, Reiki karlo. Somebody will say, Pranayam karlo. Different type of philosophy will tell you different thing. Once we were traveling with our guru in Himalayas. You will find, if you go there, you will find. Power meditation, 3,000 rupees. We were laughing, we wanted to know what is this power meditation. He is indicating in meditation you will get that supreme power in 3,000 rupees. Power meditation. Transcendental meditation. They advertise this way. Different way. As there. Then instant meditation. I tell you, the moment if I tell you we are starting meditation class, guided meditation, this and that, lot of people will be here. Lot of people will come. They all want to reach that state without preparation. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said about this meditation in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Before that, 5 chapters are for preparation. People want to reach that state without preparation, without thinking whether they are adhikari or not, whether they are qualified or not. Qualification is to be seen first. Aisa nahi karte hain. Jane na kinchit, I am ignorant. He has come to the teacher and says, Jane na kinchit, I don't know anything, I am ignorant. Kripya avamam, ava means protect, kripya, please protect me. He's telling to the guru, please protect me, I don't know anything. Sansara dukkha chatim at nusva means describe in detail, chatim means to end. This sansara dukkha, how I can end it, tell me in detail. At nusva. The topic of guru's upasadan ends with this verse. It started from verse number 32 and ends here. Qualification of the seeker was said first, qualification of guru was stated, then after that the seeker comes to the guru. That is, now it is ending. Guru upasatti, we say. He has reached the guru. So what is the sadhana? You have to have first qualities. What are the qualities, by the way? Medhavi. Next. Vidwan. Uhapo vichakshana. Plus sadhan chatushta. This is the qualification required. And he is going to check. Guru is going to check. He has the Shishya has come, just surrender. He will check the qualification also. Then after that, you have, when you surrender, after surrender, with humility, you surrender, you serve him, and after that, you put your question, your problem, and what he will do? Shankaracharya is telling us. What Guru should do, now Shankaracharya is advising.
Tathavadantam sharanagatam swam.
Tathavadantam sharanagatam swam.
Sansara dava nalata patapta. ప్రాప్తం సంసార దావానలతాపతప్తం నిరీక్ష కారుణ్య రసాద్ర దృష్ట్యా దద్యాదభీతిం సహసా మహాత్మా దద్యాదభీతిం సహసా మహాత్మా తథా వదంతం శరణాగతం స్వం సంసార దావా నలతాపతప్తం నిరీక్షకారుణ్య రసాద్ర దృష్ట్యా దద్యాదభీతిం సహసా మహాత్మా
తథా వదంతం శరణాగతం స్వ తథా వదంతం ద స్టూడెంట్ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ టెలింగ్ హిస్ స్టోరీ తథా వదంతం శరణాగతం స్వం దట్ హూ హెస్ సరెండర్డ్ ద సీకర్ హూ హెస్ సరెండర్డ్ తథా వదంతం సంసార దావానల్ తాపతప్తం అండ్ హౌ ఇస్ ద సీకర్ ద స్టూడెంట్ సంసార దావానల్ తప్తం ఈజ్ రోస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ద సంసార్ బై ద సారో బై ద దుఃఖ బై ద ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ సంసార్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ సఫరింగ్ ఇన్ రామచరితమానస్ సేమ్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ సేడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే A elephant is caught in the jungle from the outside, the fire is there. He is running here and there to find out a pond. And so that he can jump into the pond. Similarly, it is said that Manas, Ramcharitmanas is pond. Ramcharitmanas is the pond. And the whole Jagat is on fire. So if you want peace, or if you want to be rescued, what you should do? Take a dip in Manas. Ramcharitmanas. You have to take dip in the Ramcharit. Meaning, you have to come to the scripture. Meaning, you have to understand the scripture. Meaning, you have to come to know that you are Brahman. Then only you will be out of it. Nirichakarunya rasa adra drishtya. Teacher looks at the sishya. His position, the way he has expressed his feelings, his situation, niricha ardha dishtya, dadhyata bhiti sahasa mahatma, dadhyata bhiti. Abhiti means fearlessness, don't worry. Situation is really very bad. Abhiti, what happens when the doctors, somebody is sick, you call a doctor. When the doctor comes, he is very serious at that time. He is nervous inside, you know, whether I will be able to diagnose or not. Then after that, once he checks, then after you see his face, he will smile. Then the patient party will say, kya hua doctor saab? He will give a, don't worry, sab theek ho jayega. Abhiti. Doctor gives abhiti. Similarly, the Mahatma gives abhiti. Ramji provided abhiti to Vibhishan when he surrendered. And he said, Sakrideva prapannaya tavasmiti yachate abhyam sarva bhutebhyo tadamyan idam vratam mama. Sakrideva, you come and surrender once. Prapannaya tavasmiti, you say, I am yours. Whatever you say, I will do. Then Ramji said, Dadam, this is my promise. Abhayam sarva bhutebhyo. Whosoever comes, abhayam, I give him the fearlessness. Abhayam sarva bhutebhyo. Whoever comes, surrenders. Abhayam will be given. But now before giving Atmagyan, Guru will check the qualification of the seeker. In the next verse, he is going to check the qualification. And if required, he will prescribe sadhana. Why sadhana? To purify the mind of the seeker. If he thinks that the purification, full purification has not happened, he will give sadhana. When we were in the Brahmachari course, first thing was given the sadhana. You have to get up early in the morning and you have to do this thing. And then after that, you have to be present in the shrine, in the mandir. What time was that? 5:30 you have to be in the temple. 5:30. Sadhana is given. You see, there is no vidhi nised for the jnani in the Shastra. But Shankaracharya is just telling what a teacher should do. And normally all teachers do this thing. They become very happy if somebody comes, mere ko atma jnan chahiye. Become very happy. Next one.
Vidvansa tasma upasatti miyushe. Vidvansa tasma upasatti miyushe. Mumukshave sadhu yathokta karine. Mumukshave sadhu yathokta karine. Prashant chittaya shamanvitaya. Prashant chittaya shamanvitaya. Tatto padesham kripayaiva kuryat. Tatto padesham kripayaiva kuryat. Vidvansa tasma upasatti miyushe. Mumukshave sadhu yathokta karine. Prashant chittaya shamanitaya. Tatto padesham kripayaiva kuryat.
Sa vidwan means that acharya, that brahmaved, that guru, a man of wisdom. Tasma means tasmai, to that seeker, the sishya who has come and surrendered, tasmai, who has approached him. Upasattim you say, upasattim, upasadan, the sishya comes and surrenders, you say to him. And how is the sishya? Now Guru is checking his qualification. First qualification is mumuchve. He has got the mumucha. He checks his mumuchutam. Kitna urgency hai. Mucheve. Sadhu. Here the sis is called sadhu. Why? Duly approached. He surrendered. There is no vices in him. He has got the good qualities. No sinful activities. You see, the Brahma Vidya is for self-realization and for helping others. Two factors are there always. Brahma Vidya is for the self-realization, and after that, if you have got the knowledge, you have to spread it also. Ab selfish ho jaoge to kaise hoga? Suppose I get realized, I don't want to spread this thing, don't want to give others. The Guru Shishya Parampara will end. So it has to be spread. Then yathokta karine, who abides by the injunctions, that means he is obedient. Shishya is obedient. Whatever Guru says. You see, the uttam shishya, he comes to know what the Guru will need. Guru won't have to tell anything. Why? Because he is serving Guru for a long time. He knows what time the Guru wants for things. Gurudev used to make the coffee early morning for the tapona. He knew at this time he will need this thing. He will be prepared. There are many acharya in our mission who served Gurudev also. If Gurudev says, I want to write letter, they know what are the things required, what Gurudev will need, pen, paper, which letter pad, or the envelope, what type of the envelope, everything, they will bring computer. Now suppose a Guru tells, please get me a glass of water, Shishya brings a glass of water, holding the glass. The Guru will say, please bring it in the plate. This is the way you have to serve. Bring the glass in the plate. Guru said, well, bring it in the plate. Shishya went, put the water in the plate and came. No, not that way. Not that way. Suppose Guru says, now I want to do puja, bring some flowers. Shishya gaya, do teen phool leke aa gaya. Now there are 108 archanas. He needs at a sufficient number of flowers. That we have to understand. This all will come by service. Without that it will never come. Or two shishya are messaging. It normally doesn't happen. Ek daina paav, dusra baya paav pakad ke message kar raha. Third one came. He also want to serve. Ab wo tala tani, he wants, he will have, I want to take right leg, left leg. Both are there already. The third one has come in. So in between all this fighting, shishya, guru is heard. But here shishya is sadhu. See, his qualification is sadhu. He knows what is to be done. Prashant chittaya, calm and serene mind. This prashant chitta indicates vairagya. If you don't have vairagya, your mind can never become prashant. Prakarsin asanta. If you are still in the object, emotions and thought, your mind will be always agitated. Prashant chittaya. Then samanvitaya, samadhi. What are the sixfold qualifications? Sam, Ruti, Tichha, Sam, Dhamma, Uparati, Titichha, Shraddha and Samadhan. This relates to sadhan chatushtaya. Samanvitaya. Tattopadesam kripya eva kuryat. The word kuryat here means it's a order by Shankaracharya Kuryaji. Do it. What? Tattopadesam. You tell him the tattopadesam. Kripya eva. He will indeed impart the knowledge of self with kindness. If the student comes, he will definitely do it. Guru will not say, this is my samadhi time, this is my swadhyaya time, so don't come this time. No, he will not say. If the student is genuine, he will help him. Why? Because once he was also a student like that. He also approached his teacher. His teacher never said him that I am doing my swadhyaya or I am doing my samadhi meditation, don't disturb me. No. So Sadguru imparts knowledge in such cases with kindness, without expecting anything. As I earlier said, the self-knowledge is for the self-realization and sharing with the others. Why this sharing with others? Earlier we have said he is not expecting anything from the student. He will arrange everything. What is his repayment? How you will repay the rin of Guru? By imparting to others. By imparting to others. How can we repay? Only yesterday I came to know Ashok ji said, for running this center, every month $15,000 to $20,000 are required. And we raise fund once a year. Now helping to spread the knowledge is also spreading knowledge. Who has to do it? And you get this chance once a year. To repay. You can repay. You donate. We have got different schemes. Ananda Fund, Sangam Fund, or donate. I know most of you are giving. If you have got the... You see, one thing I must make you clear. In our Shastra, nothing is written about how much percentage of your earnings should be given a charity. Why? Because each and every person can contribute, even a beggar can contribute one paisa. Or a rich person can give millions. So we never keep a Guru Dakshina, we never say you have to pay this much of Guru Dakshina. No. In Calcutta, when the devotees come on the last day, we see a very poor rikshawala also comes there to listen to Guruji. And when we see the envelopes, we sometimes find 10 paise, 25 paise, 50 paise, 1 rupee. It's coming according to the ability. And there are many who gives 1,000 also. 100,000, we got 1 lakh from one person.
No name was
written. No name was written. Just came out.
In an envelope of 1 lakh. We counted.
So if your ability or capability allows you to contribute more in Ananda Pand, you should do it. It's a good opportunity. The Daan will be coming in chapter 17. Then I will explain you that this is the most sattvic daan. All daans will give you the result which is very temporary in the sense. Suppose somebody is hungry, you give him the food. After 4 hours, again he is hungry. Or suppose you say, no, acha, theek hai, this boy is brilliant, but he is from the poor family, I finance his old studies. Okay. That's also good. He will be able to earn for his whole life, support his family. Good. But this knowledge will give you mukti. That knowledge will never give him the mukti. Ab batao. Is it not the best knowledge in the world? Should we not support it? Certainly. This is the repayment of the ring to the rishi. Gurudev did the same thing. He was inspired by Gangaji, that Gangaji is coming all the way, going to the Bay of Bengal and giving nourishment to everybody. And he did, in his life he did that. He spread the knowledge everywhere. It is said even one person is benefited and his sorrows are ended, you have repaid your debt. In life, if you can, ek aadmi ka dukh khatam kar do, finish. So the purpose of Brahma Vidya is Atmano Mokshaya Jagat Hitaya Cha. Atmano Mokshaya, for my self-realization. I am liberated from the sorrow and Jagat Hitaya, and I want to serve the Jagat also. Achha, let us see one more.
Ma bhaishtavidvam stavanastyapayah, ma bhaishtavidvam stavanastyapayah, sansara sindho staranostyupayah, sansara sindho staranostyupayah, yenaiva yata yatayosya param, yenaiva yata yatayosya param, tameva margam tava nirdishami, tameva margam tava nirdishami, ma bhaishta vidvam stavanastyapayah, sansara sindho tarane stupayah, yenaiva yata yatayosya param, tameva margam tava nirdishami.
Sri Guru Vacha, Sri. Sri means what? Sri means one who knows the Brahma Vidya. This guru knows the Brahma Vidya. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. In Gita we find everywhere, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. In Hanuman Chalisa, start with Sri Guru Charan Saroj Raj. Sri means who knows the Brahma Vidya. Then, Akhanda Mandalakaram Vyaptam Yena Characharam. Jamdenam Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah. Sri means the one who knows the Brahma Vidya. Ma Vaishta, fear not. Don't worry. Don't get frightened. Ma Vaishta, Vidvan Tava. For you, oh brilliant one, you are Medhavi. Vidvan, you are Vidvan. Why? Because you have got the qualification. Medhavi, Vidvan. Vahapo Vichachana, you have got Sadhan Chatushta Sampanna. You are Vidvan, you will get it. Is encouraging the student, you are Vidwan, don't worry. Vidvantava nasti apaya, not upaya, apaya. Apaya means there is no danger. Nasti danger. You have, just now you said, Davanal, I am getting roasted in the forest fire, Davanal. Nasti apaya, there is no danger. Don't worry, don't get frightened. Sansara sindho tarne asti upaya. Sansara sindho tarne asti upaya. There is a upaya. There is a mean. You can cross over this sansara. Yena iva yataha yataya asya para. By which yataha have gone yataya saints asya param have gone to the other soul. Those who have followed it, they have gone. Beyond. It is not for the first time it is being tried on you. You are not the guinea pig. Pahli baar aapke upar kar rahe hain. Aisa nahi hai. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Bhavo jnana tapsa puta madbhavam agataha. Bhavo! Many, many. Jnana tapsa puta purified jnana by this knowledge. They have crossed. Madbhav agata. They become one with me. Madbhav. I am Brahman. They also become Brahman. So become Madbhav agata. Tameva margam tab nirdisami. That marg I will tell you. It is time tested marg. Many, many Rishi Munis have crossed following this path. I will tell you that. It's not that the a patient goes to the doctor and doctor has become surgeon and it is his first case, first surgery, and the patient also is the first time going to the OT first time. So both are frightened. It's not like that. Surgeon is also frightened, the patient is also frightened. Your teacher says, no. This upaya is time tested. Don't worry. I am not testing it first time on you. So what is that upaya? We'll see in our next lecture. There is a upaya.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.